I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too.
OMFG. What's up, favorite Facebook friend?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Didn't Facebook tell you that once?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That we were soulmates.
Right.
Or something.
Like that was nice.
It was like, who's your soulmate? And it was you.
Oh, my God.
My husband was very happy for us.
Is he on Facebook?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I've never seen his little face on there.
No. He's one of those.
Yeah.
But I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
My two best friends from home are not on Facebook.
Welcome to OMFG. Today we have Hope Bookch joining us, which is just a fun name to say.
It is, Bookch.
It's like you're doing a sound effect
right
on your speech
yeah
when you say her name.
Bookch.
It's like Dansh.
It's almost like having big galoshes and going through
mm-hmm
a mudded area.
Totally.
Bookch, Bookch, Bookch. Hope is on the MTV show Awkward.
Awesome. That's a big show.
It's a big show. She won't be debuted until 2016, so don't go looking for her right now, but keep her in your mind and come back to her.
Although 2016 is in like 2 seconds, so.
No doubt.
Keep it tuned in.
Yeah. And she's playing, I guess, a girl who is an intern at kind of like a BuzzFeed
mm-hmm
type place. So this is all right for us, you know?
Well, I mean, that's who we want on this show, the intern at BuzzFeed.
Oh,
so
my God.
If you know that person, just send them to us.
I totally want that person on yeah the show. We have the next best thing.
Right.
With Lauren Bookch. She is going to teach us a few things today.
Oh, I'm excited.
Thigh brow.
Ew.
Don't know what that is. Can't wait to learn.
It's either like you have a thigh on your face or a brow on your thigh. Like either sounds pretty gross.
Both are terrible.
Right?
What's a thigh on your face?
Well, it sounds dirty. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just not having it.
She went to high school. She's, I believe she is 22. And when she was in high school, you know, people would actually have like Facebook fights.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd be like, did you see what Emily had a huge fight with so-and-so? And did you see their walls? Like that kind of deal.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Because that probably meant like a lot more then. You know, like
yeah
I can't imagine having Facebook in high school.
I feel like I would have hit up popular people who didn't know me. And I would have been inappropriately trying to like, you know, make my way.
Fearless. I like that.
You know?
Yeah. I would never have done that. I would probably just like something.
Maybe that's just all I would have done. Like, I like it. See me. Am I seen?
I might have like worked up the courage to poke a boy.
Right. Ooh, dirty.
I know.
I mean, like, yeah. I can't imagine that being a layer of socializing. And she also has a FOMO. Have we learned FOMO?
Well, yeah.
Have we brushed past it?
I don't know that we've brought it up on the show.
Okay.
But
so you know what I don't.
So you don't.
No. So we'll wait.
This is fantastic news.
Yeah. But we haven't learned it here on this OMFG podcast on iTunes.
I don't think so. Okay, I don't think
great
we have. But maybe.
We'll see.
We apologize if this is a repeat.
Yeah. I don't. It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
So we are OMFG. You can find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud, at OMFG Pod.
That's us.
On the Twitter. Guys, thank you so much for your little comments in the Twitter and also on the iTunes like little comment section,
because that's just make super our day great. They really do. You have no idea. It means so much. Thank you.
And let's see what this Bookch has for us. OMFG.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good
hello
to be here. Good morning.
It's nice to have a hope in your day.
It's nice to have hope. It's good to have hope.
Right?
Thanks. That yeah was a pickup line someone used last night.
Really?
Tell us everything. Yeah. Where were you?
I was at the Edison.
What's that?
So fun and fancy. It's like it's a bar downtown, and it's all like 1920s themed, I think.
Cool.
And it's very fancy. There's like this stairway that you sort of arrive on.
You have to go in through an alley.
It's like,
oh, okay.
And you have to wear like fancy shoes. Mm-hmm. If you aren't wearing fancy shoes, you
it's the shoes the they're looking at?
For guys, I think. For girls, that you can wear like a bag and that's fine, I think.
I always think of that scene in, God, what was the movie where she gets pregnant but she didn't, by Seth Rogen?
Oh, Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Okay, Knocked Up, where there it's her and her sister.
Right.
Like that, I always think of the Edison line.
With Craig Robinson outside telling you yay or nay.
And she's like, you're a doorman, doorman. I just always think of that. Anyway. Yeah.
So how did you get in there? Is it hard to get into?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think it's just you got to look kind of fancy and then you go in.
And was it fun?
It was fun. It was really fun. There's like aerialists who come and dance.
Gosh.
And there was like a male aerialist, which I haven't experienced yet. And I am a
about
fan.
It.
I'm all about it.
Was he wearing tight pants?
He was wearing tight, like, pleather pants, obviously. Because, you know, why else would you?
That's what I want to move around in, some pleather.
Some pleathering.
Gives you the most ability to really move around and
very
get aerial.
Agile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
So is that there any night I go, I'm going to see people like flying from the sky?
Either that or like they have burlesque dancers most nights, I think.
Did you dress in a style of the period?
I let my hair inform what I was wearing because it just was just dirty and oily. And I was like, but it's kind of staying in this part, the sort of 1940s thing. So I looked I let that sort of inform my look and it ended up being
cute.
A jumpsuit and dirty hair. And red lips.
Great.
That sounds perfect.
The red lip is selling it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So the guy was like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah. At first, it was like a birthday party I was going to. And he was just standing there. And he was like, hi, I'm Omar, I think. And I was like, oh, are you part of the group? And he was like, I am now.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, this isn't going to end well. And he's like, what's your name? And I was like, Hope. And he's like, oh. You know that means like inspiration.
Oh, no. He told you what your name meant.
Does it? Does it, sir?
When your name is Hope.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
You don't need.
Yeah, it's not like Elizabeth. That means shiny diamond. Like, no, it's like that's my name is a thing.
That's so funny.
It was great.
Your name's Grace. Do you know what that means?
He's just giving you basic vocab lessons.
Yeah.
He's wanting to show off that he knows words and their meaning.
Oh, yeah. It's like I went to first grades and that's also my name. So I do know what it means.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you.
So you guys are engaged.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Here's the ring.
Did Omar keep creeping or was that it?
No, my friends pulled a pretty swift, hey, we need to talk to you move, which always feels really cold and mean.
No,
you know,
it's needed sometimes.
It's really, really needed.
Yeah.
And they did it really well. They're like, oh my God, we need you. And then immediately turned me around and started like.
I wonder if any guy has ever been like, yeah, she's probably needed right now. You know what I mean? Like, or there's.
Or they just know.
There must be an emergency.
They gotta know.
She's gotta go.
Yeah, I feel so mean whenever we do it, but it is necessary.
It is. And I'm the one who does it wrong. Like, I'll be like, oh, she needs saving. And I'll go up and I'll be like, come here. You know, like, it doesn't ever come out right. So that's good that they were suave about it.
Yeah, they were very suave.
Yeah.
So you are an actress.
Yeah.
You act around town.
Mazel tov.
Just all around town. Thank you.
I mean, that's a career. That's a hard career.
It's tough. It's not super easy. But when it's happening, it's fun.
Right.
You know?
Did you study to be an actress?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I did like community theater growing up and I went to like a bunch of theater camps.
Yeah.
But no studying outside. Well, I go to like acting class out here.
Mm-hmm.
So
Brian
there's that.
Reese.
What is that?
Brian Reese? I don't know. He's like an acting guy.
He's on the
Barely
oh,
she
yeah,
goes
Brian
to
Reese.
Leslie Kahn.
Leslie Kahn?
Whoa. No, it's called Anthony Mindel's Actors Workshop.
Oh,
he's great.
Oh, I've
Christ
seen that.
Sake.
Yeah.
Exhausting. They all exhaust. I get very angry at acting gurus, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's like a long name and
it just wears me down.
Any type of guru is kind of
exhausting.
Exhausting, yeah.
So you're on the TV show, the MTV, like where all the things are happening and all the kids are going. You're 22, right?
I am 22, yeah.
So you're on the show Awkward.
I am on the show Awkward. You have to say it like that.
That's like one of their best shows.
It's like their
I think
best
it's great.
Show.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm a fan.
It's only one of two scripted shows. I think they just picked up a couple more, but it's like that and Teen Wolf, I think, are the only two.
They have some other, they have like Faking It.
Oh, Faking It.
Yeah, they have Faking It. And they have, I think, what is it, Finding Someone? Like someone ran away and they have to find them.
Well, anyway, what do I know about TV?
Well, I had thought this show was like, there was some sort of show out. I guess it was a while ago. Who knows when? It was probably like 10 years ago. But where everyone was always like grinding up on each other. And like it was teens that are kind of like being really, really physical and sexy with each other. I thought that was the show, Awkward. Right. And then when I watched an episode, I was like, this feels like a lot like Clueless.
Yeah.
It has the Clueless, campy,
heightened
dialogue that's like heavily written and fun and, you know, camp.
Yeah, and very, like, specific to, like, this generation, kind of, you know? Like,
right.
To this, like, young, very specific to, like, that, all of the pop culture references.
Right, there, one girl was like, well, are you going to meet him F to F?
Yeah.
Face to face.
Face to face.
I didn't know what that meant.
I didn't either, but I put it together. But, you know.
F to F. Context clues.
You know?
Yeah. That's cute.
So it's very heightened, though. It's fun.
It's like a fun.
What do you do on it?
I am going to be playing a character that sort of challenges the main girl, the main character in the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. And it's after she's graduated high school and moved on to like college and internships. And, you know, she's moving on to the next step. And I'm one of the people she encounters in her new life.
And what is your character play?
My character, her name is Ophelia, and she is sort of a zany kind of writer, and like she's very like on top of all the pop culture, like knows what's cool before people who are cool know what it is. Like she's very like it's kind of sort of a satire of hipster. She's
That's
like hipster and then some.
That's exactly who we want to be. That's who everyone wants to be, right?
Yeah, hipster and then some, like, knows a place that's better than American Apparel. There's this other place you don't even know about.
I don't even know about it.
Neither do I.
But Ophelia does.
Oh, Ophelia knows all about it.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. That's so exciting. Were you happy with how everything went?
I was so happy. It was like the first time I got to work on a character for more than like 5 days or something. You know what I mean? It was like the first time I got to come to set for months and like grow a character, and she has an arc and a story, and it was like the most fun.
That's so cool.
It was the coolest.
So what awkward things happen on that show? Like what, because we've had so many youths they come in, and it seems like the worst case scenario for anything ever is like your worst day ever is to have an awkward encounter, an awkward moment. So what goes on this show that is like awkward?
Oh God, I feel like my life is just one big awkward moment.
Really?
So I mean, it's just always, I think everything's
awkward right now.
No, I think this is not awkward.
Oh,
this is great.
God.
Really?
This is not at all.
So we bring you a reprieve.
Yes. Once I get out of that door, it's awkward
over.
Left and right. It's just I'm dropping things and I'm saying weird shit.
I'm sweaty in the pits, by the way.
I'm always sweaty. Not sweaty in the pits. I have to tell makeup artists, here's an awkward thing that happens on set.
Okay, here we go.
Is at the beginning of the day, they're like doing your makeup and you're chatting, and then they're like, so like, what's your sweat level? And I'm always like, sweat level midnight. Like I sweat so much, like crazy amount. Even when it's cold, just like I sweat a lot. And they're like, oh, you. And they think I'm being self-deprecating when I'm not. I'm just being honest. And then about like after the first take, they'll all come up to me and go, you weren't kidding. Oh my gosh. I make this big deal out of it. And I'm like, no, I told you so we wouldn't have to do this thing where you're like, you were right about how much you sweat. I was like, I know I am. I'm like,
you're like, my name means hope.
My name means hope. I know what that means. And I sweat a lot.
Code red on the sweat.
Exactly.
How do we
words.
Fix it? You know,
I mean,
is there a way to fix it so we don't have to be in that moment? Because that moment sounds terrible.
Because people are in earshot for that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
you're
mic'd up. The director's hearing this.
You're like hot co-stars are around you. Like, sweat, what is that? We don't do that.
Right.
You know, so like, it's just, I don't know how we fix that.
And they come over and they're seeing it on your brow, or are your armpits drenched? Like, what's the tell?
I think that they're seeing, I think they're seeing it on like my forehead.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And like my cheeks. Mm-hmm. And I usually have some pittage, not like always drenched, but like a little pittage. You can't wear light grays. I learned that in like middle school, like no light grays.
Yep.
Because it'll just be pits for days.
Well, the thing is, you look like you wouldn't sweat.
I appreciate
that. Because you're blonde and white, like light skin.
I think that's why it's jarring for some people that I have to really just be like, you guys, I'm not being like cute. Yeah. I really do sweat a lot.
And you're right. That is very awkward.
It's really awkward, yeah.
Everyone, so if I go to an exercise class, like people would assume that I can do normal things like touch my toes, but I can't. I'm very inflexible. So then I have to like, the teacher will come over and like push me as if I'm not, and I'm like, please don't touch me.
Right.
Yeah. I am trying my hardest right now. Like, it's an awkward moment
where I'm
like,
pushing myself
to my brink.
I know
I look like I can do things, but I can't. Consider me handicapped, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awkward.
Silly. It is very awkward.
Are there awkward things that happen on the show, in the show? Like what, why is it called awkward?
I think any show could really be called awkward because it's focusing on, you know, drama that happens or like tension. And that's kind of just what awkwardness is. But yeah, it's a lot of just like weird sort of, you know, not weird, I guess, just tension-y, dramatic situations of like relationships intertwining and overlapping and like, you know, misunderstandings and then people finding out things they shouldn't know and hearing things from behind doors, things like that.
Right.
You know, so it's all like, oh, that's awkward.
All of that was in the one episode that I saw. Someone heard something behind a door, 100%.
Oh my gosh, that happens in almost every episode.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You
Isn't
know?
It great? Yeah.
You know what I found awkward? And sorry, I'm going to say it. Yeah. So the main character, this is not on her.
Yeah.
And so I think it's on the director. Sure. Do you know what I mean? It is not easy to have voiceover going on and have to show a tremendous amount of it on your face in expression.
Mm-hmm.
Like he or she stayed on her so long.
Yeah.
And she had to quirk her face and raise her brow. And I was like, dude, that's awkward. You know what I mean?
Like, you're like, oh, I get it.
Like, that is awkward. You know, like, give a girl a break. Like, let's pan on something else. You know, it's hard to do all your thoughts with facial tweaks.
Oh, yeah. I think she's been doing it for years now, so she's used to it. But it was really, really weird being in the middle of a scene with her. And then they'd be like, and pause. And someone would read the, like, you know, voiceover.
Oh, my
And then
God.
The camera would pan, and I would just watch her make all the facial expressions. Like confusion, happy, sad, you know.
It's a lot.
And it was weird to watch.
The behind the scenes of awkward is maybe more awkward than awkward.
It might be.
That's hilarious. I can't even imagine watching someone just like kind of twitch and like freak out. You're like, okay, great
and
job.
Sarah Jessica Parker had to do that, you know, on Sex and the City with the VO. But I feel like they didn't keep her, I feel like they didn't make her do so much. And she's also like a phenomenal actress. So, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, and
not
she
easy.
Was usually like writing on a computer too. She was usually like, typity type.
Right. Although, okay, so I trolled your Instagram.
Oh.
And I actually stumbled upon the trying out some smell the fart acting with my little script in the bomb ass trailer. You make the best smelling a fart face.
You
I
think
was like,
so?
I put this in our document and I said, this is what acting is all about because it was a really good face. So you, my friend, could probably do well in the VO awkward face moment.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, what did that look like?
The smelling the face fart. It's very like you just smell something foul and you wish
like
you weren't.
Yeah, like a sense of concern but curiosity.
Yeah.
Did you learn that from Anthony Miser? Did he? Was there a course in that?
There was not a course in that. Okay. There should be.
Like
I learned it from Joey Tribbiani.
That happened in Friends?
But yeah, he explained smell the fart acting and then it makes like a reoccurring thing all through Friends.
Have you used it IRL, you know?
Wait, is that in real life?
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't know about that one. Yeah.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Someone has a close-up on you, you're like, okay, here we go. Let's smell that fart.
Smell that fart.
Smell it, girl.
Smell it up.
I love that it's just like what
I feel like
all the A-listers are doing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When you think they're having a deep moment, they're literally just smelling a fart. Mm. Yeah.
I feel like that's my like resting face. I have like fart smell resting face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Smartphone resting face.
So what is – this is something Emily and I stumbled upon – And we did not learn.
Well, hello.
And we were wondering if you knew about the concept, the phrase, the term thighbrow.
Oof.
Can you help us?
Unfortunately, yeah, I can. I can help you with thighbrow.
Okay, great.
My emotions just went up and then down.
Oh, no,
I know.
I'm
sorry.
But they came back up.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to talk about. It's. So what it is it's the like now desirable crease where a woman's thighs meet her hips.
Okay.
So it's like if you were wearing like a bikini or, you know, underwear or nothing and you were like kneeling or like your legs were up, it's that crease right where your like thighs meet your torso.
Yeah.
And I think that it's because women need to have – it's Kendall Jenner. It's Kim Kardashian. It's Beyonce started it,
okay.
Kind of.
Oh.
I don't think Beyonce meant to start it. I think someone just like – she posted a picture on Instagram. Someone circled her thigh brows and then we're like, we all need to get on this. So it's like
– it's just the technicality of a thigh meeting. What is – what's the goal?
I think the goal is that you have a skinny, like, you know, torso with nice, like, thick thighs is what it is. Like, if you don't have, like, thick and juicy, like, thigh and butt like we're required to have now, then you don't have the thigh brow.
Let's just take a second and enjoy that statement,
though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love, out of a... Were you 22? Is that
22?
Yeah. Out of a 22-year-old's mouth just came, we are required to have juicy thighs.
I mean, it's
and an ass.
I don't know what my ass is, but I think my thighs are pretty juicy.
Sure.
I mean, that is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Let's just take that in because, like, our whole lives was just like, skinny, skinny, everyone has to be skinny, 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 no thighs, no butt, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that is such a beautiful statement. So thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So we want the thigh brow. I feel like I need a visual to fully understand, but I think I understand what you're saying. It's like the thighs up top. So is there a little bulge?
That's actually a better way. There's a little bit of a bulge where like
maybe it looks
your
like
juicy
a brow.
Thighs meet. It looks like a brow. It looks like an excited arch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's so that's what it is. Like it looks like the eyebrow of your thigh. It's
okay.
The thigh brow.
So so Kendall Jenner, she may have a minimalist thigh brow.
Sure, yeah, but Beyonce has a pretty
like a
beautiful
solid
one.
Thigh brow.
I guess they're multiple beautiful thigh brows.
Right.
You know, I guess.
More thigh brows.
You want more
yeah,
than
thigh
one.
Brows.
Yeah,
definitely. You want them to be symmetrical. We're all about symmetry in America. So, yeah.
And you want to let them grow a little wild, though, too.
Oh, yeah. Let them go crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the thigh brow.
And so girls are like, hashtag thigh brow?
I think now, yeah, it's like, check out my thigh brow.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I don't really know, but like,
yeah.
Or you could be like, look at her. She's got some good thigh brows. You gotta
These
work
kids,
on that.
They really come up with some stuff, don't they?
What's better than the thigh gap? Let's
yeah.
Say that.
It is. Is that going? I hope that's going away. That'd be great if that was.
I mean, it seems like after there was all the like negative campaigns of like attacking brands that highlight the thigh gap, it sort of like was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Retreat.
Let's shut up about that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
So hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
What is the most awkward thing that happened to you during your, other than sweating profusely on the
sweating
people?
Sweating profusely is a good one.
Have you had to like do any lovin' or like?
I've had to do some lovin'.
Oh shit!
And that and that can be awkward just because you don't always know your castmates intimately. Or I mean,
sure.
Or, I mean, not
are
intimately
we talking
in
like
that
a
way.
Sex scene?
Like it wasn't a sex scene, but it was more of like a post-coital, if you will.
Okay.
We're going to need details on this. But
yeah.
I think first we need to take
okay,
a quick
fine.
Break.
Okay,
great.
Cool.
I can't wait. Okay, this is like a thigh gap of anticipation.
It's a hot...
the thigh brow of anticipation.
A hot, steamy thigh brow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
OMFG! Hey, everyone. I want to remind you of a great way you can help support the show and wolfpop.com at the same time, and that is through Amazon. You know Amazon. You love Amazon. And since you hopefully love OMFG too, here's a way that you can love both at the same time. The next time you want to shop at Amazon, don't go to amazon.com. That is for weirdos. Instead, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon. That'll take you to the same Amazon you know and love, and all the prices will be the great Amazon.com prices you know and love. But we'll get a sweet, sweet kickback. So you don't have to pay an extra dime, but OMFG gets credit from Amazon, and it really adds up and keeps us and the engineers and the microphones turned on and everyone really happy. So remember, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon and bookmark that puppy too, so that every time you need to buy batteries or a Kindle or a television or cardigan or a last second present for your loved one's birthday, you use our special link and you help us earn cash at the same time. Hooray!
OMFG! Welcome back. We're here with Hope Booksh. We love your last name.
You're saying it really well, too. No one does it that well.
Oh, great.
Well, we have great diction.
So. You do have great diction.
Speak for yourself, Emily.
Well, I do. I really do.
You do. Fabulous.
Speak for myself all the time.
Okay, so.
Hot steamy.
Yeah.
Oh, hot steamy.
So you are in a post-coital situation.
So you're are you in a bed?
Yeah.
Are we topless?
Not topless. Okay. That, you know, that was kind of an awkward thing, is that, you know, you have to, like, sign a bunch of contracts if you're going to do any sort of, like,
we don't know this.
Nudity, yeah. Okay. You know? Oh, there's, like, crazy, like, there's, like, butt contracts of, like, you can show this portion of my butt, but not this portion of my butt. And it gets argued over, and, like, producers are yelling at agents or yelling at whatever, like, about what portion of, like... You know, you
weird.
Can show. Yeah. And I didn't fill out one of those contracts. So it was very much like, I was like, well, I'll just wear like a tank top, you know, because
yeah.
I didn't sign anything. And then like the day of I show up and there's like a tube top. And they're like, oh, just pull the tube top so that it looks like. And I was like, oh, no, you want me to look like I'm naked. I don't know if I can do that.
Right.
And
oh, God.
Yeah. So then I would just like pull up the tube top to show like, hey, look, I'm wearing clothes, you know.
Yeah.
And try to like navigate that without them getting too mad that I wasn't down to look naked.
Yeah.
You know, that can be awkward.
And then you fired your agent.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah. Get out of here. But... I guess it's awkward to, you don't know the person, or I didn't know the person I was doing the scene with, and I didn't know.
Like, did you meet that morning? You're like, hi,
yeah.
I'm Hope.
Yeah, we kind of like met in the trailer, like I'm getting my makeup done. He's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, fake sex later, and then we high-fived, and then whatever.
Was he cute?
And, oh, yeah, and so nice, you know, and that's kind of what matters. But they sort of clear the set of all people not needed, but then it ends up just being like a bunch of men.
Yep.
You know? Because like, well, then makeup and hair and like all the other actors leave. And so it's just like a bunch of crew members, a director and a dude. And I don't know any of them. So it's just like you.
You would rather have the makeup person and the hair person.
Oh, absolutely.
That's actually interesting.
For,
yeah.
Like moral support.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of. There's not a ton of female crew members in my limited experience. And so it's like.
That's true. That's always true.
Yeah. And so it's just a bunch of like dudes holding cameras and staring at you. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, just a shirtless guy. And you're like, now I'm going to snuggle with you, I guess. And we're going to do some heavy breathing. And it's just an awkward, like,
oh, man.
Can I touch you here? Like in a weird conversation you have to have with another person of like, what's cool? What's not cool? Like, how do we
and is
do
there
this?
Like, are you like, does my breath smell? Like, is there that
oh,
concern?
Oh, there's definitely
like
crafty run where you're just stuffing mints in your, you know, pockets.
Under your boobs.
I didn't have pockets. Yeah,
maybe
your boobs.
In your tube top.
Just somewhere.
Just
wherever
like
you can
sweat
hide mints.
Pouring down. The
sweaty mints. And you end up with just sweat-covered mints.
Was it code red for sweat?
No, because I was wearing so few clothes.
Oh,
and
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice.
So there's a blanket over you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, God, that was good.
Like, yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm like heavy breathing, like, oh, that was amazing. Like,
oh,
very
yeah.
just, you know, yeah. over the top.
Well, and it's such an over the top show that I'm sure it's kind of, I can't imagine something being really serious.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
not
it's
at all.
Fun.
Yeah. So, like, the second you get past the awkwardness, it just ends up being like, oh, now we're just going to be silly and like say whatever we, you know, say
yeah.
like crazy things and, you know, do crazy heightened
I'm excited
fake
to see
after
this.
Sex.
I know.
When can
it's
we see your stuff? When is it going to be?
My
when
stuff.
Is your part going to be out there?
My stuff airs in January.
Okay, great.
Yes, that's
yeah.
so soon.
So soon.
So soon.
Oh
I know,
God,
just
I'm
around
excited.
The corner.
Okay, cool. So when you're... Is there... Are you like a super social media kind of gal or...
I'm not at all.
Okay.
And I should be, I guess.
Why?
Because it's like very much a part of... The acting gig now is very much being on top of your social media. And that is not something I was expecting to sign up for, but it's a huge part
what
of it.
What do you mean by that?
There's a lot of there's a bunch of things. There's a lot of like when you sign on to do a project, if you're like a lead, you have to sign a social media contract of you have what? To post. Yeah. So it's like you have to post this many Instagrams about the show.
Yeah.
Very like smart. A week, you know.
But you know what's funny? Because a friend of mine had a show on and I felt like they had the whole cast always live tweeting and stuff. And I actually take – I don't know how you guys feel about this, but personally – I would rather not hear from the actors because I feel like that takes away from kind of the experience of like these are characters.
And yeah, you know what I mean? I think it definitely like robs the audience of getting to just imagine that that person is that person.
Totally,
because you end up just I don't want to know that. That's why you love actors. Like I don't know anything about like Carey Mulligan. That's why she can be whoever.
Right,
you know?
That's great.
And so so I believe her as whoever she's playing. And so I don't love knowing more about actors, because then it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm just watching Paul Rudd be Paul Rudd.
Right. I mean, these thirsty producers just want everything. Yeah. And they think it, do you think it matters? Do you think it actually pulls?
I really don't think it matters. I really hope it doesn't. But I've talked to a lot of people who I had a meeting with this manager who before I was like a couple of years ago. And the first thing he asked was, how many Twitter followers do you have?
Oh, geez.
And I was like, that is not a thing that should matter at all. Yeah. I think it should be like, hey, why do you love to do this? Or right. So, I mean, I don't know. But he explained to me that it's a huge part of casting now is that they'll look at your Twitter followers or producers will and be like, okay, this person has 20,000 and this person has like 2,000. So let's go with the 20,000 person.
Oh, God.
Which seems so ridiculous. I feel like it probably doesn't even make a difference, like at the end of the day, of how many like viewers the show has. But I don't know. I'm not in that room.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I'm not looking at the numbers, so I don't know. But I think it's so
lame.
Lame. It's so lame. You can buy followers. You can
buy followers.
It's ridiculous.
Buy followers.
You guys, let's do it right now. Let's just get online and buy some followers.
I mean, as Jackie Schimmel said, let's practice self-love and not buy followers.
She did say that. Yeah. That's true.
So did you say to this manager, like, okay, I'll try to amp up my game a little bit, or?
There was a moment of like, oh, is this part of my, like, is this the game that I should play now? Because he was like, you know, you need to be tweeting every day and you need to be whatever. And like, just a little split second of like, should I? And then immediately like, no, I don't want to do that. And I'm not good at, and that's not, I don't care about that. So let me put
good
my energy towards like learning my craft more or something that will actually stand the test of time.
Right.
I think that's great because it is. It's too much responsibility to be, you know, I feel like everyone needs to be their own brand. And it's just like,
yes.
Come on.
It's
I just want to
very
be
much branding
a
yourself.
Person in who the lives
world.
In the world.
Living freely, walking about the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a Starbucks when I feel like it.
When I feel like it. Exactly.
Well, that kind of brings us to, because we had talked in the intro, because you're so young, you kind of went to school where social media was actually a thing that meant a thing
in terms of
like how people communicated with each other and who was fighting and what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
So we've talked about Facebook ad nauseum, but like we haven't actually had somebody discuss what the nuts and bolts of being in high school with Facebook and how that went down.
Yeah, that was craziness.
What was the experience?
I mean, it was kind of vital to have it. It was like I wasn't allowed to have Facebook until I was like 15. I mean, it was around when I was like in middle school.
Yeah.
But it became like if like you had to have it, like, hi, what's your name? What's your Facebook was like the second question. You
what's
know what I mean?
Facebook?
Like when I was like in high school. And so I wasn't allowed to have it until my second year of high school. And I remember my first year of high school being like not feeling like on the outskirts of everything. Like people would show up to school talking about something that had happened. And I was like, what? What happened? And they're like, oh, you didn't check like Stacy's wall. Some stuff went down, you know?
Oh my God.
But that actually is what it was. And it would be like,
some stuff went down. Nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing
you
happened.
You know, but some down. Shit went down on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What would go down on a wall?
I mean, fights would start. Like that's where fights would happen. Like at the, like someone would, you know, post something mean and then she would respond and then there would be like a fight and then people would sort of like tune in. Someone would text you and be like, oh my gosh, check out
tune in.
Yeah, like, so-and-so's wall right now. Oh, like, God. Some stuff is happening. And then people would, like, you know, add comments to the fight and stir the pot.
So it's, like, literally the equivalent of a lunchroom brawl where people are circling around and, like, kind of cheering it on and watching.
Yeah.
This is all happening virtually on a wall.
That's Except so scary. That it's awful. And then you don't even necessarily have to, like, own up to it the next day. Like, people would show up and kind of maybe act like nothing happened.
Because
Because nothing actually, because it was all virtual. Because it didn't actually happen.
Nothing transpired.
No.
I mean, it feels like it did.
Is Becky posting, like, use a skank or something? I mean, I'm just, what? I mean, it depends. Something.
Or it'll be like, I saw you at who so-and-so's party, you know, and you made out with my boyfriend or whatever. And then it would turn into, like, a huge, massive,
all right, well, you
like,
made out with my boyfriend.
Well, here's the thing, kind of though. Thing. But don't you ever feel like, I'll post on, like, Drew Drogi had something on that I posted on his, something fun. It was just a comment. But I, when I see him next, I'm not going to feel like we had a communication. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's not real. It's like, yeah, I did say something, but like, I'm not feeling like we have had a communication.
Yeah.
So there's a distance between
what
happens virtually and what happens IRL that I think, no wonder they feel like nothing happened at school, because something transpired, but nothing really happened.
Yeah. And that's kind of the same with, like, that's sort of how dating would start, you know, is that, like, you would start talking on Facebook, because it's, like, before you get someone's number, you would just be on Facebook, and then someone would send you a message. So it would be this, like, you'd have, like, flirtations on Facebook chat. Oh, poking would be a thing, yeah. Like, okay. Oh, my God, he poked me yesterday. Virtually, you know, right. And so,
yeah.
But, like, that's how all – so then it would be weird, because it would be like, well, nothing really trans – we didn't really have a connection. We just, like, chatted on
because you wouldn't even necessarily the next day say hi to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not.
Weird. That's so hard.
It's so weird and so awkward and
because
so
it doesn't
weird.
Count until it's face-to-face.
Yeah.
That should be the next, like, it gets better. Campaign, you know?
Totally.
Like, unless it happens face-to-face, it didn't really happen.
It's scary, like, that that has to be a campaign.
It's weird, though, that, like, I mean, you know, not to just point you out, but it's like this whole generation has grown up, you know, kind of online dating in that sense.
Yeah.
So it's like the move from Facebook messaging to a Tinder.
No big deal.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, I mean, I don't know how to navigate, like,
are you
dating like a real person. I date sometimes. I'm not, like, dating someone currently. So.
Online or
fellas.
Or do you go online? Yeah, fellas, listen up. Like, big time. So cute.
No, I tried Tinder for, like, a day. My, like, best friend got a boyfriend, and she was like, let's have boyfriends together. And I was like,
did
I don't
she
think
get
that's
him off
be
of Tinder?
No, she got him
did
IRL.
Okay.
She got him because, like, we met in class and then, like, we're friends. Like, the way that things, I think, should happen.
Yeah.
But I think it's hard for people my age and younger to understand, like, when that's happening or what to do, because they're like, what is this talking to a human being face-to-face thing, and how do I let's go behind Facebook and do it from there or something. You know what I mean?
But then don't you have FOMO?
Oh, FOMO.
Okay, so our dear friend Deanna here doesn't know
I don't
it.
Know FOMO.
You don't
Emily
know FOMO?
Knows FOMO. Emily usually knows things.
Hashtag FOMO. Fear of missing out.
That's what it stands for.
I'll tell you, I thought it was...
What did you think?
I think I thought there's something, this is terrible, guys. There's something about, like, your pussy flaps hanging over.
Fupa.
Fupa.
Oh, yeah, that's a fupa.
So I didn't know if it was that.
Fat upper pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Okay, so fear of missing out. So fear what is out. What are we talking about?
I mean, I think that was generated by social media purely, because without social media, you could just be enjoying your time and having a great one. And then, but now you get on Instagram and you're like, oh my God, Stacy and Martin are hanging out and they're having so much fun and it's without me. And what am I doing? And my life is boring and lame and sad.
And I'm at home.
And I'm at home.
Eating mac and cheese. And
sounds
they're fucking.
Great.
When really, they might be at home eating mac and cheese and just posted like a picture from the other day. Like, it's just all. But it's like, oh, and in high school when you're all sensitive, like, it's just, you know,
terrible.
It generates a lot of hurt feelings of like, I wasn't invited to that party. Look at them. They're having so much fun, so much more fun than
ouch.
Me.
Would you ever do like hashtag FOMO on something you are missing out on, or that's too bold?
Oh, I feel like I only like hashtag ironically.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, hashtag blessed.
Blessed.
I use that a lot.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play a quick game with you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, and then... That'll be fun. So in the spirit of your television show, Awkward,
yeah,
we're going to play a little game where we want to know, does this make you feel awkward AF or chill AF? So you're going to listen, and you're going to feel like, yeah, awkward AF. Or I hear this, and you know what? I feel chill AF about that.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Finding a text chain between a friend and a boyfriend.
Oh. chill AF.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a
good girl.
I really
like reading other people's things. I'm sorry, what?
That's good. That's a confident person. She likes reading.
Reading is fundamental. She takes that phone and she scrolls.
Oh, I scroll.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So you wouldn't have anything bubble up if you saw your boyfriend and like your best friend had like a convo?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Well, I mean, it depends on what the convo is, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course. Be friends. That makes my life easy.
That's what if she was like, check out my thigh brow?
I'd be like, whoa. No, check my thigh brow is the only thigh brow he should be looking at, Missy.
No doubt. Having to make out on camera.
Ooh, awkward AF.
Great.
Yeah.
First day on the set of the hit MTV show, Awkward.
You know what? Awkward AF at first.
Yeah.
And then it settled into a nice chill AF.
Great.
Yeah.
Pitt's code red to begin with.
Awkward AF.
Yeah. Seeing a pic on Instagram of two friends who met through you and they're out on the town.
FOMO AF.
Right. Yeah. It's FOMO.
I, you know, made that connection.
Yeah.
Having your Aunt Susie comment on your Facebook post.
You know, I'd secretly feel awkward AF, but I'd try to act chill AF about it.
That's you're kind of right splitting the diff on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dating someone that one of your friends has dated.
Ooh, awkward AF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Finding a tick buried into your thigh.
Scary AF.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks.
Ooh. Grody.
Sexting.
Oh, I think kind of awkward AF. I don't know. I'm not great at that. And I don't even know if I've had that experience yet.
Really?
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, is this sexting? No? Okay, never mind.
So we got a girl who can help you.
Really?
Ellie McElvain.
Oh,
yeah.
She's all about sexting?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's great at it. She'll take a friend. She knows the right way to do it.
There's a right way to
like where she's batting the lashes at you, but you don't even know it.
Exactly.
Ooh.
She's got game.
Okay.
So we'll fix you guys.
Yeah. Make that happen.
So you don't get dick pics sent your way.
Oh, every now and then I'll get a dick pic, but ooh. I try to.
Like a rogue one?
A rogue one. And you never want a rogue one. It's like it's 11 in the morning. Why wouldn't you just send me something?
I'm dying.
And,
you're almost young enough that I feel weird about saying that. You know, like I think 23, I no longer feel like creepy, but like 22, I'm feeling like. You get dick pics, and then I ran out of the room.
Yeah, penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking over 15 selfies before you have one that you want to post.
Oh, chill AF. Okay. You got to do what you got to do.
Okay.
But at some point, aren't you just like, that's what I look like?
There's like not much I can do to change that.
Right?
There aren't like enough filters to sort of change
like
my face structure.
When I watch kids do that, I'm like, I just want to run up and be like, that's your face.
You've seen it before. Calm down. It's not something you should obsess over. There's a million other things.
Wow, this was fun.
Yes. This was super fun.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Did we do it?
I think we did it.
I really think we
nailed it.
Tell everyone where they can find you and stalk you.
If you guys want to stalk me. Yeah. You guys can stalk me on Instagram. I'm at Hopelina, Hopelina.
That means little hope.
Does it? What does hope mean, though? It puzzles
me. We'll ask Omar.
Omar. Good old Omar. And I guess Facebook at Hope Lauren Booksh.
Booksh. Thank you so much. Good.
Thank you, guys. It's
blessings. Awesome. Hashtag.
Hashtag blessed.
Big time. OMFG! Tell the people what just happened. It's so upsetting. I'm going to be in fetal position. Go.
I looked like Deanna had a hair in between her eyebrows that I was trying to move, and it didn't come off.
But wait, it's not. It's on my nose, Emily. It's on my nose. She two times tried to pull it away, and I yelped because it was attached. I haven't seen it. I don't have hair.
I'm like an amphibian. So
why do I have a rogue piece of hair on my nose that's coming out of my nose?
I'm really unsure as
I'm
to why
so
you have
that. I'm so upset right now.
But it's, you know what? We're just going to...
Tweezer.
I got that. It's gone.
Holy shit. Twice she pulled on it. I was like, ow. My eyes watered. I was like, ow.
Oh, shit. That was hilarious.
Okay. Awkward.
Awkward AF.
That was awkward AF.
That was not chill AF.
Nah, it was not chill AF.
And I'm really sorry.
When your friend tries to swipe a hair away from the middle of your nose and it's attached. Not chill AF.
I think that might be worse than like a whole flock of makeup people being like, oh, you really do sweat.
Yeah, that was really something. We were shocked to pieces.
I want to give a little shout out to our friend at Probably Home,
go
who
ahead.
Wrote to us at OMFG Pod. I appreciate the straight talk. You're providing an educational service. And I just want to say thank you for knowing. Thank you for knowing that, because we come in every day and we say we're going to give this to the people.
Right.
We say a little prayer to each other before we start our show, and we say, this is the good we're giving to the world.
Yes.
An educational service. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So we're pretty much like, you know, a college for free.
You're welcome. It is our blessing to be able to do this for you.
Well, I really enjoyed Miss Books.
She's fantastic, and everyone should check her out on Awkward. And
yeah, that was really, really fun. We learned about I learned about FOMO, which is not fat over your puce. And
thigh brow,
which is still...
It's sort of fat over your puce.
Yeah, that's kind of fat over your puce. Got to take a look at some of the images that are connected with thigh brow.
Yes, yes. And if anyone is like super into thigh brow, please, you know, let us know.
Always at LMFG Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
And we get so delighted. So just, you know, shout us out.
Yeah. And tell a friend about the show, because, you know, you shouldn't have all this learning just for yourself. Like, this is, the college is opened. Admission is free, you know?
And we cannot thank you enough for listening. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. See you guys next week.
Can't wait. Yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blind. Yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip, stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. Hi, Earwolf listeners. I'm your cuckoo, Kulapi Lysak.
And I'm your wee-wee, H. Michael Cray.
We host Who Charted. It's a show where we talk about what's on the new music, movies, and TV charts.
Then we interview a special guest and use charts to learn about their lives.
And it sounds like this.
It's based on the whale that inspired Moby Dick.
Ooh.
It was like a real whale called Mocha Dick.
No, it wasn't called Mocha Dick.
It was called Mocha Dick. It was named after like a mocha island in the South Pacific or something.
Oh, and not a coffee drink?
No. Yeah. It was a Frappuccino Dick.
Listen to Who Charted Today on earwolf.com.
Or your favorite podcast app.
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop. Pop.
This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.